This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
so suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, do you ever feel like you lived in the land of illusion and the bad guys appeared to be in control? Well, that's Ebola Central. And we're going to start there today. On the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friends. Next couple of hours on the radio, broadcasting live around the world through our syndicator GCN and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com. And we've got advanced medicine with Dr. Rashi Batar, international as he is today. We'll go to that and we'll prevent some cancer. How about that? You ready to prevent some cancer? I thought you were. All right.
We're the kids. Yay!
Now, I just want to sound like Mr. Rogers. Let's put Mr. Hamster in the microwave. Pop goes the weasel, if you remember that bit.
Yes.
No, I don't put anything in the microwave just in case he's like, what happened to Robert? He's gone off the rails already.
Yeah, Robert. Robert endorses microwaves and Tasty Cakes.
No, I do not. Stop it. Stop it. This instant. All right. 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, B-E-L-L. That's right. Ebola vaccines. Are you just like sitting anxiously awaiting the Ebola vaccine? And if you are, do you know where it's likely going to come from? From a criminal drug company. Do we say that lightly? No, it's been proven. The government knows it.
Oh,
they have a felony record.
Quit exaggerating, Robert Scott Bell. Criminal organizations don't do that.
Hey, buddy, I'm getting an award from Jonathan Ebord in a couple of weeks for being really good at doing what I do here in health freedom.
Hold on, wait. I had to duck there. Your head almost
dead. Head got so big, right?
Yeah.
Exaggeration. I'm prone to knots. Oh, man. This is absolutely an incredible story. We question the Ebola right from the starting point, where it originates, much less how it manifests and what it may really be. I mean, come on, when's the last time you heard of Ebola or something like it originating in Brooklyn? Right? Brooklyn, New York? They go, Ebola, I got your Ebola. You know?
Ebola couldn't last in Brooklyn. They just kick it right out, wouldn't they?
It wouldn't. But of course, you could send the FDA's virological team, the CDC's virological team, the WHO, they could go in there with hazmat suits into Brooklyn and scrape something off the sidewalk. And then claim it's a virus. But it's just like the people of Brooklyn are going to look at you and go, yo, you kidding me? What are you talking to me? This is what you got to understand about how they image this stuff. That it comes from like a monkey or a weasel in Africa or maybe Asia.
Weasel?
Somewhere really exotic and scary for the average white guy in America. Ooh, I could believe that. That's the jungles of Africa. And this is a play that plays itself out so that it grips you by your virological tentacles, let's just say it that way, and it doesn't let you go until you say, here, I'm rolling up my sleeve, inject me now, even if it comes from a criminal organization, a corrupt corporation, multinational though it may be, demon spawn of IG Farben from Nazi Germany, you know it, GSK. GlaxoSmithKline. They're the ones that are on front and center now to put this Ebola vaccine out, even though it's not needed. Yeah, not even in Africa. Because it's not a virus that is causing this bleeding of the eyeballs to get so graphic that they want it. They play it graphic like it's a Paul Verhoeven film of some kind. We need James Cameron, alien special effects in real life, and then they've got you hooked. Because, you know, you said it. After 9/11, a few years down the road, you read official stories, and you said, okay, I know they lied to me about that. They're not going to get away with this again. I will not be fooled again. And guess what? Even a lot of the natural health community crowd is being fooled again. This Ebola is not what they say it is. And yet they're going to turn over virological material from undisclosed sources, who knows what the hell it really is, to GSK, a company that has been indicted and pled guilty to felony crimes in the United States and was forced to pay an historical $3 billion fine for committing those crimes.
Billion. That's a B.
$3 billion with a B. And just so you know, we have the audio clips of the news reports from that some years ago, because we played them right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super
and,
Don,
you know, it
archives.
Wasn't that long ago. This was only a couple of years ago. We covered this when it happened because it was a big deal.
So this
$3
is the company.
Dollars?
Yeah, this is the company that wants to produce your vaccines for Ebola, and you're going to say, "Yay, save us!" That's what you're going to say, isn't it?
GSK Salesforce bribed physicians to prescribe GSK products.
Bribes to include lavish trips to Hawaii, pheasant hunts in Europe, tickets to Madonna concerts.
Madonna concerts?
Yeah, I know. That's right. We all need to be bribed with tickets to Madonna concerts.
Why would you try and bribe a physician with tickets to a Madonna concert? I mean, is that going to make them prescribe your medicine?
Right. And see, this is the thing. Well, what does it say? Because if you're a male in America and you like Madonna, supposedly you're gay. I don't know if that's true. No, I have a lot of friends
that... You think they'd go a little more modern, you know? Madonna?
No, I know, but remember, Madonna, AIDS, right? The whole HIV scam. With all of her Kabbalistic mystery school stuff that she claims to have, she doesn't see through that, or if she does, she doesn't say anything about it. And I only, like I said, I only brought that up to tie into the illusion, the mass delusion that HIV causes AIDS. It does not, and yet the whole world fell for it. Is the whole world going to fall for Ebola as well? GSK wants you to, and if not, they'll bribe you.
The government claims GSK engaged in an illegal marketing campaign where drugs were promoted for disorders where there was no medical evidence they would help. Allegations of promoting the drug Paxil for treating depression in patients under 18, even though the FDA has never approved it for kids. This was done despite the fact the company had evidence the drug could spark suicidal thoughts in young people.
And yet the FDA will turn it over to GSK. And of course, if any dietary supplement manufacturer even breathes a word that their product can stop viral replication, it's shutdown time. The WHO, despite knowing that herbs are a much more powerful and potent form of medicine used worldwide, far in excess of anything the pharmaceutical industry could ever dream of, all they want are drugs and vaccines. And just to wrap this thing up, GSK, again, busted big time, and they're at it again, but there's one more clip that we played a couple of years back.
Aggressively promoting the diabetes drug Avandia, but failing to disclose to the FDA studies suggesting it might cause heart failure and heart attacks.
There's no question that as a result of the safety data for Avandia not being offered to the FDA or to the physicians who prescribed the drug, patients had heart attacks and patients died.
And this is the company, the FDA says, front and center, yep, you're going to be our go-to to manufacture the vaccine for Ebola. Now, just to say, because some of you might say, and if you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show particularly, you say, well, GSK learned its lesson. After all, it paid $3 billion in fines, right? I mean, they can't be at, I mean, they wouldn't do this again, would they?
No,
of course not. Well, we have an exclusive breaking news. This was only published like 5 hours ago by Reuters. GSK faces fresh drug bribery charges in Syria.
Oh.
In Syria, in the Middle East. They've done it again. They bribed Syrian doctors and officials to boost sales of its medicines. But no, they stopped. The $3 billion, they said they were sorry. I mean, it would never happen again.
If you find somebody $3 billion and 2 hours later they're doing the same crap that they got fined for 2 years ago, this fine thing just is not working. Right. What do we got to go back to corporal punishment with pharmaceutical companies here or something?
Give them a taste of their own medicine. Make them take the GSK Ebola vaccine before anybody else, right? And I would want to exempt their children because, look, they wanted you to use it on your children, this Paxil, even though it would create suicidal ideations, tendencies, and behaviors. And this is the same company you want to produce a vaccine for something that isn't even what they say it is. But guess what? Just like we said, they weren't going to go to Brooklyn. They went to Guinea. Think guinea pigs. No, guinea kids. Reporting now, breaking news on CNN Health, Ebola outbreak probably started, probably. Notice that. They're very certain about this. With a two-year-old baby boy in Guinea who had Ebola. How do they know? They don't know.
They don't.
They don't know. They didn't test him. And even if they did test him, how did we find out they test them here in America? Oh, that's right. Bring out the PCR. You got to be careful with these three-letter designations. GSK, FDA, WHO. Uh-oh, rut-row. I'm RSB. Got to be careful of me, too.
Oh, yeah, so you didn't think that one through.
Got to be careful of me, too. It's true. You got to be careful. Because this is the most dangerous information that is getting out there to the world is that they're lying to you. Their official story is there to protect the officials. They need more vaccines, more fear to create a market for more vaccines or more drugs that actually cause the diseases that they pretend to prevent. If you lived in Zaire or Guinea or Liberia and you had no selenium in your soils and no selenium in your food, and you had sewage running in the streets because you didn't have adequate sanitation systems and garbage men to take the stuff away, and you drank water contaminated with God knows what microbiological materials, what life forms and semi-life forms exist there, and you subsisted on that, would you not bleed out of every orifice of your body? I'm sorry to be so graphic, but you must know the truth. They are lying to you. And they brought this guy and this gal to Emory University, Atlanta, next to the CDC, to play this thing out, to keep the fear ratcheted up so you will accept a criminal organization like GSK to create a vaccine based on nonsense, based on... And you know what? Read the story John Rappaport put out about the Brooklyn version, right? Why doesn't it ever come from Brooklyn? It's right there in the notes at robertscoutbell.com. Check it out. We'll be back also talking statin drugs and liver health. We've got questions of the day and Sharknado versus Cal-Nado today as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Check it out. Show notes at robertscottbell.com, 7 to 9 Eastern Time, first airing, and then broadcast around the world through podcasts here at GCN, the National News Radio, of course, UK Health Radio, and Digital Radio 103 Down Under in Australia. Just got some bummer news. One of the funniest men that I've witnessed in my lifetime, made me laugh a lot of the things he's done, is gone. He's passed from this plane, if this is correct. Robin Williams passed away today. And the controversy here, Super Don, is they're saying they're not sure if it was suicide or not.
It's suspected suicide. I'm reading actually the statement that was issued here, and it would be today at approximately 11:55 a.m. I'm guessing this is Pacific time. The Marin County received a 911 telephone call reporting that a male adult had been located unconscious and not breathing inside of his residence. It turns out that it was Robin Williams, and he was pronounced deceased at 12:02 p.m. this afternoon.
Hmm. You know, I have to ask, because I was going to talk about statin drugs this segment, and Robin Williams, as far as I know, was a medical guy. I mean, I never heard him talk about holistic medicine in any of his bits or anything. And if so, I want to know what drugs was he on. If he was dealing with depression, was he on SSRIs? Was he on Paxil, Zoloft? Zyprexa, was he on what? Also, was he on statin drugs? Most men over 40 now are encouraged to get on statin drugs. Statin drugs reduce the cholesterol, but that also damages your brain and nervous system.
Right.
And, you know, and that can impact depression as well, because you're going to disrupt your endocrine system. You're going to disrupt the production of energy because it depletes coenzyme Q10 in the body, which is another huge issue. Evidently he'd been battling severe depression. So the question is, was he on drugs? Was he on FDA approved medications? And, you know, instead of ganja, for instance, cannabis or something that might have lifted some of that. I don't know what the answer to that, but...
Well, that's something, obviously, the details will come out over time here. Yeah. They'll obviously do the normal procedure and do an autopsy and find out what the cause of death was. But, what a bummer. What a bummer. Yeah. I mean, I grew up... I mean, I remember, back in the day, I was sitting around, little kid, in front of the TV watching Mork and Mindy. I mean, that was where I first got introduced to Robin Williams.
Well, actually, I was introduced to him before that when he was Mork on Happy Days. Remember, that's where he first got introduced.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
No, I'm just going. That's all my
right.
memory. That's
true. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I do remember that as well. Yeah. But yeah. Brilliant guy. I mean, brilliant, impromptu, a great improv-type comedian.
Oh, my gosh,
a lot of movies, and not just comedic movies, but really had a very serious side to him, too, a poetic side to him, a deep side to him. So, yeah, that's quite a loss.
Well, some of the funniest people have some of the deepest pain, that they come with as
true.
Well as that. He's still going to be in the next Night of the Museum film that has already filmed. He was going to do Mrs. Doubtfire again. That was a very funny film, I have to say. Laughed a lot at that. Some of the bits he did in that were hysterical. So anyway, hats off to you, Robin Williams. I know you're making him laugh wherever you are now. And hopefully that releases you from your pain. But I'm sad to see him go. Really, really sad about that. So on the statin side, and I do want to cover this real briefly. There's a statement here that if you're on a statin drug, and this comes from the blog at New York Times, that's referencing some data that was compiled from the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. And they're downplaying the role of statin drugs in harming the liver, because most doctors are aware that if you put somebody on statin drugs, you should be monitoring the liver function. Typically, they do enzyme panels in this way. And it is really a dunderheaded move, in my opinion, and that's the nice way to say it, for anybody to say yes to a doctor who wants to put them on statin drugs. Because as we know here, and we go back to Framingham and everything else since then, that the higher the cholesterol levels, it correlates to what? Longevity. Longer life, less cognitive decline, less likelihood to have something like Alzheimer's. And so this ignores completely the genuine damage that occurs by a reduction of coenzyme Q10 in the body, which can precipitate as well cardiovascular events as well. But anytime you reduce cholesterol, you're gonna harm the liver. The liver is taking a big hit here, and the liver plays very much with emotions, anger, for instance. Then the kidneys are going to suffer as well. So they're downplaying the fact that, it's not as bad as we thought. But what about the people that are harmed by it? And there will be more, because more people are being intoxicated cross-generationally with these kids coming up today like never before. That's why we're going to talk serious cancer prevention with Dr. Batar a little later. All right, so we got drug-resistant TB. We'll talk about a real infectious disease after the break. Also, question of the day relates to liver, so we'll be able to talk more liver. Love your liver! And stay away from Ebola.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where did that come from?
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I am enjoying this the evening hour. Last week at this time, I was just, it was our first one. I'm like, what day is this? What time is it? I'm feeling good, though. Feeling good.
Walking Dead, yes.
The Walking Dead, yes. Well, I don't want you to be the walking wounded out there. That's a big reason why we do this show, as well as hitting the issue of Ebola in a way that you will not hear, even in the so-called alternative new media. because we have perspectives, particularly from my background as a homeopath, that is radically different, I would say, than most Westerners, even in the natural realm. And so we'll take it to places that you won't hear it go anywhere else. So tell your friends, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, robertscottbell.com. All right, we got a question today coming up in just a moment, but we do have another story. And you found this for me, Super Don, as usual, another good one. And you thought, man, you'll chew that one up like a rabid dog. That's why you think I feel like that now. No, I feel fine.
Well, you know what intrigued me about it at first was the way that they start the article out, talking about how back in 1935 they had this, I don't know, I guess what would you call it? It's like a public health awareness campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they had the campaign, it said, "Fight tuberculosis with modern weapons." And it was kind of like, what? Yeah, so back in 1935, what they considered the modern weapons that you would use to fight tuberculosis with were x-rays, chest x-rays, and lung surgery.
Wow.
And so it's kind of like they're saying, okay, see, this is how it was. This is the old days back in 1935, where it was just chest x-rays and lung surgery. So you fast forward to the 1960s, and then it went to antibiotics. Well, now you look at the situation where TB, it's not gone, and they point this out. They say, well, TB's still here. It hasn't gone away because now you've got antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm. So how's that working out for you, Big Pharma? Huh?
Exactly.
How's that working out for you, big medicine monopoly in America, FDA, and every president that has supported it, Republican and Democrat? How's that working out for you? We still have TB. Now, that's a real infectious disease. That's a real one, and it kills more than any other, perhaps all other infectious diseases combined. Yet even TB is not outside of the realm of the law of the terrain. It has to have, it only can manifest in a very weakened body. A body that has been ravaged by disease, has been over-medicated, over-intoxicated, undernourished. Now, this is my wheelhouse. Why? Not because I've had TB. I've had a lot of things in my young life. But my mentor was diagnosed with tuberculosis in the 1960s. Fast forward to the 1960s. This article, we have it linked up in the show notes. It's Super Don's blasting out. Decades-old tools, no match for today's drug-resistant TB. 1960s, what did they do? Antibiotics. Didn't work. Didn't eradicate it. Still the number one on the infectious disease list. How's that working out, modern medicine? Hello, stupid people! Not in my audience, I hope. I hope not. If not, you won't be for long. I say this because we're doing the same damn thing for decades and expecting a different result. That's it. I'm sorry, not stupid people. Insane people! It's insanity! We haven't eradicated yet. Double down. Do more of it. The same. Yes, more drugs. Oh, wait. Let's go back to x-rays. Let's have them breathe in nuclear radiation particles, right? Capture everything being spewed into the air from Fukushima and make you breathe it in as a nebulizer. That'll get rid of TB, right? This
you know
is the
what
insanity.
I thought was interesting. I'm not familiar with TB. I don't know anybody who's had tuberculosis before. I did not realize that the standard treatment takes 6 to 9 months.
Yep.
And what that involves is up to 270 days of antibiotics, blood tests, x-rays, and doctor's appointments. And I love the way they put it here. The doctor's appointments to make sure people take every one of their pills.
Right. Because of the misunderstanding as to how this thing happens. Getting back to the story of my mentor, the homeopathic genius that he was, no longer on this planet. But he, in the 1960s, he was in his 40s. And he was dying of tuberculosis. The antibiotics couldn't even save him. He was too far gone. The doctor said, you're going to die. He goes to see homeopathic doctors. They say, you're going to die. You're too far gone. Nothing you can do. And he says, I don't feel like dying today. And he found a way to, guess what? Cure tuberculosis with homeopathy. And at that point, he wasn't using colloidal silver hydrosol like we have advantage over him back in the 1960s yet. By going organic, by cleaning up his liver, by detoxifying, by clearing the terrain, he was able to overcome tuberculosis with homeopathy. Of course, a clean diet, supplementing, things like that. On death's door to come back. And then he didn't die till his 80s of an accident. So what does that tell you? Well, I don't know. Perhaps you've seen people overcome cancer that weren't supposed to live because modern medicine and their medical minions and their monopoly say it's not possible unless you do chemo, radiation, or surgery. And you begin to question, wait, maybe they're lying to us. And it's the same thing about TB. It's the same thing about Ebola. Yes, they are lying to us. Now, there may be plausible deniability because many of the doctors are too, you know, I don't want to be so inflammatory and say the word stupid again, but too dunderheaded to get beyond their training, their programming, to see that there's something beyond the germ theory, that Louis Pasteur wasn't right. He was a thief. He was a criminal, just like GSK was a criminal, is a criminal as an organization. Steal and thieve and bribe. He knew the emperor. Bechant did not. And the love of brain was discarded.
Brainwashed. Brainwashed.
What? Brainwashed.
Brainwashed.
Okay.
Instead.
Yes. You're smart enough to be brainwashed. That's why doctors don't impress me, because they're smart enough to be brainwashed. If they had been smoking weed, they would have been harder to have been brainwashed. Of course, they might not have passed their exams, but then they might have been better people for it. I'm just saying. Boy, I'm just upsetting every one of my listeners today.
Man, look at you go tonight.
And if I don't do it, Liam does it for the other. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, on to the TB. We can cure TB. It can be reversed. But remember, this disease called the consumption happens, again, primarily in those who are malnourished, impoverished. Again, exposed to infectious diseases, if you want to call them that, in the sewage running in the streets. This is a disease of abject poverty. And those who are supposedly not impoverished yet still get TB, there is always something that explains it, particularly that they've been big fans, big supporters, big patients of modern medicine and been on antibiotics for years already, or other drugs. Maybe illicit street drugs as well. And I'm not talking here about cannabis, other things. So how to beat TB? Lots of radiation, lots of drugs. No. That's not the way to go. Clean up your act, clean up your liver. And speaking of your liver, we got to go to, what do we call it?
I don't know. What do we call it?
I don't know. I can't hear it. For some reason, the question of the day decided not to play.
We call it the sound of silence. And now a moment of silence. Oh, wait, actually, this is a moment of silence for Robin Williams. That's what
a moment
is.
Of silence for Robin Williams, and now we move on to the...
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, the red blood goes in the red blood, the white blood goes in the white one, but they're like in the... There's two of them, and I put them in the wrong one. So.
This is what happens when you are your own technical engineer and host at the same time.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? But that's why I'm wired tonight. I haven't even had coffee. I'm just like, this world has gone crazy. And am I the voice of sanity? No, I'm the voice of silly, but serious silly, on the issue of healing, bringing that power to heal back to you. And so with that, we go back to the questions of the day. This says, hi, Dr. Bell and Super Don. I'm not able to listen to the show regularly like before the time change, but I have missed the positivity and super feeling of hopefulness. Wow, that's kind of nice, Super Don.
That's kind of awesome. Yeah.
See, we're not doggy downers. We are puppy uppers. I sat down, she continued, I sat down this evening and listened to a couple of shows and smiled, she says. You have no idea how, after dealing with my job at the hospital and never knowing if our jobs will be there tomorrow with all the changes happening, financial worries, Ebola worries, and on, you give me a feeling that I will be okay. In fact, we can all be okay. Thank you and your permanent guests for fighting to get all the good info out to us. You know, I'm smiling from the inside right now, Super Don. That's so sweet. This is Lori, she says. And she continues. She says, I've been diagnosed with Hep C. I have written to you before and have a good idea of your feelings about this, but my question is, if I do a liver cleanse, not quite ready for the coffee treat yet, she says, Super Don.
All right. We got at least one person in my corner.
All right. But with the cleanse, I have heard that you must do to cleanse in order. Colon first. What is opinion about this? If I do the liver cleanse and have a reaction, what is the worst thing that can happen? Just feel kind of bad for a couple of days? As I mentioned, not tons of money, so what is your liver cleanse of choice? God bless, Lori. Well, I would say coffee. I'm sorry. Coffee treats are so inexpensive if you don't have a lot of money, and so effective.
Coffee treats?
Yes, coffee treats.
I like coffee treats. What is the treat?
Clean organic coffee brought down to room temperature and put in the other direction.
That's not a treat.
It is a treat for your liver.
No,
believe me,
that's
if you
not
had
a
FC,
treat. I don't
no,
consider
it
that
is
a treat.
Totally a treat.
A coffee cake. A tasty cake.
Do
that's
not
a
put a coffee cake up that. Or don't even eat a coffee cake, especially if you got Hep C. Come on, Super Don, help me out here.
All right, fine.
We got to help her heal. But if you're not going to do that, the detoxification formulas from King Bio all are going to be helpful, especially the liver. Focus on the liver, but the kidneys, the colon. We talk about all of that. Yes, do all of it. Do a silver aloe protocol to cleanse the gut, to heal the gut so you can assimilate the nutrients, the selenium especially. Loads of selenium, the food-grown selenium we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. That's going to be a huge benefit. If you have a little bit more money, you can invest in something like alpha-lipoic acid. My 500th guest on the show, Dr. Bert Berkson, knows all about that. Just do a search. Bert Berkson, alpha-lipoic acid. Liver. Selenium we talk about. Dandelion tea. Milk thistle. Ayurvedic herbs to cleanse the liver. There are so many ways to do this. And hydrate. Get the Echo 7 ionizer. Robertswater.com. Robertswater.com. And you will see that you can hydrate your way to better health and to detoxify as well. And she continues on. Hello, I hope you can catch this in time because she has a second one. I listened to the shows out of order and just caught John Rappaport's comment on PCR testing for Ebola. Can I assume the PCR for viral load and Hep C is the same test? Yes, it is. And it's inadequate to determine that you actually have anything called hepatitis C because it may not exist, except that it is really an indication that your liver is crying out for help.
Help me! I'm your liver! Be nice! I want some coffee!
Up the you-know-what. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to take a break. It's good. Sharknado versus Cownado after the break. Is it Shark Week or Cow Week on the Robert Scott Bell Show? I'm not sure. We're going to find out. Rocking the health world like nowhere else in broadcast media.
Week?
And making Super Don chuckle.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
NATO. That's old news. Let's go cow NATO. Oh, somebody say that'd be old news. Cow NATO, because that was in Twister. I think they had a cow flying by in Twister, that movie.
Indeed.
But we it's Shark Week, but here's Cow Week, and it's not because we've gone Hindu or anything. It's just you threw this story at me earlier today, and I said we can't pass it up. Especially tonight.
You know, if you spend any time on YouTube, some of you may have come across, there will be certain videos where we'll have, you know, this superhero versus this superhero, and they'll kind of figure out, you know, who would win, or, you know, this versus this. I saw this, and it was like, the headline itself was enough. I had to click on it.
Right. What is it? Shark versus cow. Which is deadlier? And when you asked me that question, Superdon, I had not seen the story. So I asked you a question. I said, well, I don't know. It depends on the size of the shark. It depends on the size of the cow. I thought you were going to put them in a ring together. And I'm thinking
in the octagon, yeah.
Right. But in the octagon, the cow definitely has advantage. But in, like, an aquarium, cow is toast. There's no way.
You think so.
But you weren't talking about that. You were talking about how deadly the humans cows are.
Indeed, and it turns, statistically speaking.
Yeah, it turns out sharks don't even make the list.
No, they're hardly a blip on the radar when it comes to what people die from as far as animals go.
Well, I think the worst is the hippo NATO.
Indeed, believe it or not, top of the list, hippos.
Yeah.
Can you believe that why the Bill Gates Foundation has this statistic, I do not know. But according to the Bill Gates Foundation, hippopotamus, or hippopotami, I think is
right.
the correct way, kill up to 500 people a year.
I tell you what, they need some coffee enemas. That's very. That's not very nice.
Yeah. Okay, you go ahead and try.
I'm not doing it. No, I do not recommend administering anything to a hippo. In fact, you know, if you've ever been through those wildlife parks that you have to drive through, they'll all tell you the hippo. In fact, they can't have the hippos out just running around. They have them in a pen, so they can't, you know, like concrete barriers, because those things just look at you squirrely and they're going to run you over.
Right.
But cows, just cows. How are cows so bad? They're so domesticated, docile looking. They're nice.
Yeah.
Yet, well, 22 deaths a year.
22.
Here, the CDC
says. Now notice the Bill Gates Foundation doesn't keep the statistics on cows, just on the hippos.
The CDC keeps this one, and they say it happens typically due to stomping or goring. Now, there's more to the story. If you eat factory farmed cows, we will greatly add to the number of deaths annually.
Mm.
You may think you're getting the upper hand because you're killing the cow that you're eating, but if that cow has been raised in a factory farm condition, you are going to be the one that will perish due to that lack of quality of food, in fact.
Right.
And so if they're stomping you, they're probably looking at you as if someone who supports factory farming. And don't do that, please.
Right.
If you do cows, don't do it that way. Dogs are way up higher on the list than sharks, too, by the way.
40.
I don't see kitty cats. Kitty cats are not on the list.
No.
Kitty cats.
No kitties. But
they may be independent.
And
yeah, they may be more libertarian than dogs, but they are not killers. At least the kitty cats that you typically have at home. Of course, if you have a saber-toothed tiger, I'm not coming over.
Now, how about this next one? I never would have guessed this one.
Escargot? What?
Snails. Snails are more deadly than sharks.
I mean, you have to be really slow if you can't outrun a snail. I mean, that's like the slowest of the slow. How are they killing? What are they doing?
When humans come to contact with water where these you know particular types of snails live, they become infected and die of organ failure. They say with more than 200,000 deaths per year.
Wow. And ants. Oh, man, ants. You know, the last Indiana Jones one, they had ants that were eating the people. If you remember that? There's always something to gross you out in Indiana Jones. Well, listen, we're about out of time. I promise I'm going to be better next hour. I'll be calmer. I'll be nice to Dr. Bitar. We'll do some advanced medicine. We have another question of the day that's really detailed about preventing cancer. So I hope you all are still with me here. We got Dr. Bitar. He's around the world somewhere, and we've got him up next hour. RobertScadbell.com. Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors, including the Super Earth Energy that I love so much. That's another thing I wanted to mention about detoxification. DrNewsom.com, DrNewsom.com. Super Earth Energy. That's the stuff that'll help you detoxify and get that liver going as well. Stick around. We got lots more healing to go. Reminding you that the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.